Washington State has been found in contempt of court and has been fined over access to state psychiatric care for people with severe developmental disabilities. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been reporting on this story and joins us now live with even more. Austin, we talked last week about hundreds of Washington residents who were stuck in hospitals with no medical reason to be there. Some of them are developmentally disabled with behavior issues. What's the aspect of the story you're reporting on today?
So, Kirsten, there is a smaller subset of people with developmental disabilities, along with severe behavior issues, who have been involuntarily committed under the state's Involuntary Treatment Act. So these are people who end up in the emergency room. Once they're evaluated by a mental health professional, and they're deemed to meet criteria for involuntary psychiatric treatment, meaning they are gravely disabled or they pose an imminent threat to themselves or others. The problem is there's a wait list to get into the state psychiatric hospital, so these patients wait sometimes for months in a local hospital, often getting worse, not better. And now what's happening is at least one hospital system, Providence, has started taking the state to court over these cases to force the state to take these patients off their hands. And they're getting results. In recent months, court commissioners on both sides of the Cascades have ordered the Department of Health, Social and Health Services to immediately place patients. And when that hasn't happened, the state has been found in contempt and even fined.
So how is this impacting these people and their families?
The families I spoke with, one in Olympia and one whose daughter is in Spokane, I think it's fair to say are beside themselves. They are desperate. They're frustrated. They say that local hospitals aren't equipped to provide long-term, non-acute psychiatric care to people with developmental disabilities. And by the way, the hospitals will tell you that, too, that they're not equipped to be doing this. These families say their loved ones are trapped in a cycle of hospitalizations because of a lack of community-based supports, in particular crisis intervention. One sister of a man who cycled in and out of St. Peter's Hospital here in Olympia said it's immoral and wrong that the state isn't providing more immediate care or didn't provide more immediate care for her brother.
So how does this particular situation fit into what's the broader story here? People stuck in the hospital and of boarding psychiatric patients in community hospitals.
Yeah, so in some ways, these patients are what you might call in-betweeners, or their families would say they are falling between the cracks. So they're not being boarded in hospital ERs, at least not in the long term, and that's an issue we've heard about for years in the state. They're also not the classic stuck-in-the-hospital patient who has no medical reason to be there but can't be released back into the community because of a lack of community placements. Instead, these are patients who are languishing in regular hospital beds or sometimes in hospital psychiatric units waiting for a bed at Western or Eastern State Hospital because they've been court-ordered to the state hospitals. But because their needs and behaviors in some cases are so disruptive and so challenging to the hospitals, we're talking about security guards being with them around the clock, the hospitals are now saying, enough is enough. State, you've got to take them off our hands.
So what is the Department of Social and Health Services saying about this?
The Assistant Secretary at DSHS in charge of behavioral health told me the agency follows the court orders when the hospitals have appropriate spaces to get them in. And here's the reality. As I mentioned, both Western and Eastern State hospitals have wait lists. These are for civil beds. We should be clear about this. Civil beds are for non-criminal patients. So there are wait lists to get a civil bed at these hospitals. Those wait lists are priority-based. At the same time, there's something else going on. The state hospitals are converting civil or non-criminal beds to forensic beds to serve more people who are in jail and have been found not competent to stand trial. And this is because of a lawsuit and settlement in something called the True Blood case. So in some ways, forensic patients who come through the criminal justice system have become the priority at the state hospitals. But now you're seeing the squeeze with the civil patients. And by the way, the governor has outlined a plan to move all civil patients out of the state hospitals over the next 5 years and into new community-based facilities. There's some money in the current state budget to start planning for those facilities. But I think it's fair to say, in the short term at least, state psychiatric beds are going to remain at a premium.
Well, it certainly seems like there's much more to come on this story as the money comes out and they try to take action here.
Yeah, and there are people who are also at Western State Hospital ready to come out into the community taking up needed beds, but there's no place to put them. And so while we focus a lot on the state hospitals and their capacity, there's also a big issue right now in terms of community-based supports and placements, and that's something to keep looking at.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning, as he does most Tuesdays at this time, on 88.5 KNKX.